fantails, piwakawaka. Their chirp is familiar and it's very distinctive. Well, Kate Heafy is an ecologist at Boffin Miskell who's been looking at the songs of fantails and whether they differ between boy fantails and girl fantails, and North Island fantails and non-North Island fantails. I'm joined by Kate now. Kia ora, Kate.
Kia ora.
Great study. What got you started on it?
So this was a study at the University of Auckland just over the summer, and we were really interested in variation. You know, you and I sound quite different, and this variation is really, really important for birds as well. So I was looking at two different types of variation in the New Zealand fantail, differences between sexes and also the differences between the three subspecies. So we've got North Island, South Island and Chatham Islands.
Do you know much about birds in general as to how their songs differ? And if so, did you have a hunch as to what you might find with the fantails?
It was really interesting. Some species are studied quite a lot and we know a lot about them, others not so much. So we didn't really know what to expect with fantail. Both males and females look the same. We call that monomorphic. So we weren't really sure. And what we found is that males and females are very, very similar in both the structure and frequency of their song.
How did you study their song? Was it just you sitting there, Kate, going, oh yeah, sounds about the same? Presumably there was some more science involved.
So we were walking around Ambury Regional Park in Auckland with one of those big microphones.
Mm-hmm. A great regional park, by the way.
Yep, one of those big fluffy ones.
Yeah.
It's very hard to scramble through bushes with such a large microphone, but I think it was worth it. So we're following five different pairs, and we banded one individual from each pair so we would know which one's the male, which one's the female, so which one was singing at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did some really complicated statistics to determine the variation between individuals and the pairs and the different sexes, and we didn't find much variation at all.
Huh. Presumably you had to take the songs back to your computer and analyse them, you know, by slowing them down or actually looking at some sort of data representation, did you?
Yes, it's actually really interesting to look at sound or bird song on the computer. It comes up in a spectrogram, so you can see all the different frequencies that you can hear.
And if experience has taught us anything on this show, there's usually much more going on in a bird song than you can hear with what you might call the naked ear.
Very much so. Some really high frequencies or low frequencies and lots of the background noise that we don't actually pick up.
Yeah. Okay, but no real differences between male and female piwakawaka. What about when you compared birds from different parts of the country?
We did find quite significant differences between the different subspecies. So our North Island fantails, they typically had shorter songs and they sung at a much higher frequency, whereas the South Island fantails, they sung a lot slower over a much longer duration.
Mm.
And then the Chatham Island fantails, they're quite weird. They're a lot further away than from the mainland, which makes a lot of sense, so they've had a bit more time to separate and adapt their song. And there's potentially a few reasons for this. It's always a bit hard to speculate, but one of the main ones is habitat differences. The North Island is has a much higher human population. We've got a lot more farmland and cities compared to either the South Island or the Chatham Islands. So that might be one reason we're seeing these differences in subspecies.
Kate, I think we've got some examples here. Let's have a listen. We'll see if people can spot the differences themselves. This is the North Island fantail.
The North Island fantail.
Oh, so it is.
Pi waka waka.
Okay. And then what are we listening for in this South Island Fanta? You said a little slowed down, did you, Kate?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, let's have a listen. Yes, that's quite different, isn't it? Very different. And then what about the Chatham Island Fantail? What would we listen for in this one, Kate?
So I've got a much broader frequency range. It's quite hard to describe, so just have a listen and see what you think.
Yeah, it does sound like there's a lot more going on there. Could we refer to them as accents or dialects, Kate?
You can do. That's when you've got different populations within a certain subspecies. But these have been separated for a lot longer between the three islands. So these are actually becoming very associated with the subspecies. And maybe in future we may end up with completely different species.
What will you look at next?
Oh, so many different options. I mean, this has a lot of applications for biodiversity monitoring, for example, developing AI for bird recognition, or how we can help improve our plantings or land use to better help fantail and other birds act more naturally.
Good for you. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to explain it to us. We really appreciate it.
All right. Hope you enjoyed it.
I did. Kate Heafy, an ecologist at Boffa Miskell, who's been looking at the songs of fantails and how they differ between sexes, not very, and according to the geographic location of the bird.